Now approaching Radio Sega. It's Night Train. Night Train with KC, the show that is as much a trip into the game world as it is into your own imagination.
Thank you.
All aboard the night train. Sunday nights, only on Radio Sega.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Night Train on Radio Sega. I am your conductor, KC. I hope you're still awake, because after that, those two initial tracks, I don't know, I'm feeling really, really sleepy. Too chill? Perhaps. perhaps, but that's what we're here for. So welcome to Night Train. This is Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. And this is the moment of your week where you just chill, where you just relax, where you just wind down and get ready for another week after a crazy weekend, perhaps, maybe. Even if the crazy weekend was to just stay at home all day. Mine wasn't. Mine was really crazy and busy. So I'm happy to have an hour or so to relax and talk to you guys. Yeah. Welcome to Night Train. We played a couple of awesome Sonic tracks to kick off things here, to kick off our 32nd anniversary of Sonic the Hedgehog celebrations here on Night Train. First up, Night of the Wind, acoustic version from Sonic and the Black Knight, and also Rusty Ruin Zone Act 2 from Sonic 3D Saturn version. So Sonic 3D Flicky's Island if you're from Europe, or Sonic 3D Blast if you're from the US. So for me, Flicky's Island. A couple of nice tracks there. And it's nice to be back live, by the way. It's not the past couple of shows I've done were pre-recorded because of things and happenings in personal life, and next week's show will probably be pre-recorded as well, just letting you know right now. And then after that, I think we can have like a series of live shows until we take another break, because another break is coming soon to Night Train. That's how we roll around here. We do a few shows and we take a break, and then we do some other shows, so you guys don't get tired of listening to me. I don't get burnt out, so it's better this way. Anyway, that's for a conversation for another evening. For now, welcome to the show. Join us on Discord, by the way, radiose.gs/discord. That's where the magic happens and where you can talk to like-minded people who are also here to relax and listen to some amazing Sonic tunes and remixes. That's what we're going to do all night. I mean, all night, until the end of this show at least. All show, all episode. It's nothing but Sonic music, Sonic chill, relaxing music to celebrate Sonic's 32nd anniversary, because it is the season, right, people? We're celebrating 32 years of Sonic the Hedgehog, which is crazy, considering I'm older than Sonic by 6 months. No, that's not true. I'm almost 40, and it's painful and depressing, but it's life. Anyway, let's talk about Sonic. So if you join us on Discord, like the amazing people we have here already, like Electric Boogaloo, Hydro, 20, Resident SD, João Pedal, Boroit, Gavi, and anyone else who will join us still until the end of the show. If you'd like to join us, I would like to hear or read your opinion on something. I would like you to share a specific memory, Sonic-related memory. So, what is your happiest memory of playing a Sonic game, right? I think this is a good question for tonight. We all probably have frustrating memories or things like... games we were disappointed by, but let's go with the positive. Let's think about your happiest memory of playing a Sonic game. Maybe you were a kid. Maybe it was the first time you were picking up a controller and playing a game, and you saw that blue hedgehog zooming by. Let me know. Whatever it is, even if it's just like from yesterday, just playing through Sonic Frontiers, the new update, or Sonic Origins Plus, let me know what your happiest memory of playing a Sonic game is. Or maybe if you want to, you can share a few. If you just can't pick just one, let me know a couple of them, and we'll take it from there. By the way, And since, you know, I'm not usually one to plug my stuff too much, but if you're in the mood to celebrate Sonic's anniversary again, take a listen to this week's episode of the Sega Lounge, which was done live on Radio Sega as well, and was different. Much different from what we usually do on the Sega Lounge. We did a couple of games with questions like "Would you rather?" questions. We did presented some awards in a way, and let me tell you, we nailed our predictions in terms of what happened on Friday's Sonic Central stream. We were like on point. We were amazing, like 100% correct. I don't know what happened, but it's truly true. So yeah. Okay, so let me know your happiest memory of playing a Sonic game. If you're listening and you don't want to join us on Discord, tweet at Radio Sega with your happiest memory of playing a Sonic game, and I'll read it out on stream on the show as well. But let's play music, right, people? It's what we're here for. So let's keep it up with another block of Sonic songs and remixes, and we're starting with our very own Rexy with a track taken from the Temporal Duality OC Remix album, so you know it's a Sonic CD track, and it's called Chips Out of Water. Enjoy Rexy on Night Train 2-2. Thank you.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Hop on board the night train for a relaxing trip with nothing but the best and most chilled Sega music and remixes, curated by your conductor, KC. Night Train on Radio Sega. Thank you.
Sonic Frontiers love there. Eris Island, 7th movement. From Sonic Frontiers, obviously. Welcome back to Night Train. And before that, we had Solian of Forest from Sonic 06 and Rexy with Chips Out of Water, a remix of Tidal Tempest, Japanese version, or European. Same thing. From Sonic CD and part of the Sonic CD Temporal Duality OC Remix album. So, we've been talking about a surprising thing, which is the Saturn version of Sonic 3D was released in Japan in 1999, on the same day as the Sonic Adventure International version that they released over there in October, I think. Was it October 14th? I think so. So it's surprising for them to have waited so long to release the Saturn version of Sonic 3D, and they never released the Mega Drive version of Sonic 3D until a compilation. So the proper native Mega Drive version was never released in Japan, which is interesting. We don't know why. Just one of those things. One day maybe we'll know. If not, we will die not knowing. And that's okay. So we've had one person share their favorite happiest memory of Sonic. I said playing Sonic, but to be fair, it doesn't have to be playing a Sonic game. It can be anything Sonic related. So Joe Pardal shared a non-playing memory. So he says, my happiest memory Sonic related is a very particular one. Last year I was working in a small local music festival in my hometown. The first day closed with a DJ set, and then in the middle of it, he puts on Can You Feel the Sunshine, blasting through the speakers. It was a surreal experience. Me and my colleagues were amazed by the choice, and we all got nostalgic goosebumps. I was vibing so hard, even though I was working. There were two people who came up to me and asked, I recognize this music, but don't know what it is. And I replied, it's from Sonic R. Yes. As you do as a proper fan. It was a great and a magical moment that I will cherish for a long time. That's a great memory. That's a great memory. And it's not a, you know, one from your childhood. So it's nice to see that the Sonic love is still very much strong for you. Thank you for sharing. So Can You Feel the Sunshine blasting through the speakers? That reminds me of one of those would you rather questions from this week's episode of the Sega Lounge. Good questions, those were a lot of fun. As for my own memories or happiest memories, I have to I don't think I have like a specific one, but I have a specific place, a specific living room for my childhood, specific time of day, like Saturday afternoon, early evening, the smells, the sounds, everything is still like engraved in my memory, and usually playing either Sonic 2 or Sonic 3 and Knuckles. So those are probably some of the happiest moments I've ever had playing Sonic games. And if I have to choose one from later in life, not too much too later, but a little bit later, Sonic Adventure on the Dreamcast. So I never bought a Saturn, never experienced Sonic R, Sonic 3D on the Saturn. So I went without Sonic and video games for a few years. And then getting my Dreamcast with Sonic Adventure was very, very special. As I've said countless times, the first console that I ever bought with my own money. I actually bought Sonic Adventure before I bought the Dreamcast. I didn't have money for everything. I was still saving. I was doing a paid internship, but it was like I was not doing a lot of money. So I remember I bought Sonic Adventure and then waited a few months to get my Dreamcast. So it sit on my desk taunting me because I wanted to play it so hard, but I couldn't. And that's special. Sonic Adventure is still special for that reason as well. And it was amazing. It was like everything I ever wanted from a transition to 3D from Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah, really, really special. So yeah, a happiest moment, happiest memory of playing Sonic the Hedgehog, or not playing, just anything Sonic related. You can let me know and we'll read some of your answers. Electric Boogaloo says, for me, it was seeing my brother and his friends playing Sonic 2 on the Sega Genesis Model 1, I still have, and I, as a youngin, watching them go through Chemical Plant Zone. One of the earliest gaming memories I have. That's nice. That's like very specific. And that's what, you know, that's what like memories of playing video games should be. Very specific. Not really, you don't really need to be playing. See, this is a good example, but like just watching people play or seeing a game for the first time. I remember the first time I ever saw Sonic 2 as well. I had Sonic 1, I was still playing it, and I saw Sonic 2 at a friend's house. And actually not really a friend, like a friend of my father's house. And they had Sonic 2, and the first thing I saw, they were playing when we got to that to their house, and they were playing Casino Night Zone. And I was like, whoa, this is even better than the first one. It's even like faster and shinier, and so yeah. Great. Anyway, we'll read more things. Shout out to Skill Jim as well, who just joined us. Hello, James. Welcome. Nice to have you. And let's play more music, and we'll return with more of your memories if you want to share them. Join us on Discord, by the way, radiose.ga/discord, and let us know your favorite, your happiest memories of playing or experiencing something Sonic in your life, and we'll share them on air. For now, it's time for some vocal tracks, a couple of vocal tracks, starting with a Sonic Unleashed cover, because why not? It's sometimes it doesn't get as much love as it should, especially the like the main theme, a little bit underrated perhaps. But this is Squiggly Dig and Victor McKnight, Endless Possibilities. Enjoy.
I'm running through this world now.
enjoy a late night audio journey as you relax and let your mind unwind with the best of Sega music. Night Train with KC on Radio Sega.
Goodbye's a part of time, a part of moving forward. But ways are lost ahead, they're all blue and blurred. It's the price of being aware, but too afraid it all might die. Some things they never meant. I know I'm never the same again. Day by day, only time will tell if it's meant to be. I'm yours. Tomorrow, let it be rain that falls to me. Get up to you for all I never said. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, yeah. Ooh. A shrine of memories. I dream just to remember, but all just trapped in time, and my eyes get blurred. It's for being unaware. I run away from things like that. Didn't know of a way to stay, though I never had felt that way. Not a day goes by without you, the queen of my heart. I'll stand alone however long it takes. Only you can make any sense to me. Though how I could, maybe somehow it could be. Only time will tell if it's meant to be. I'm yours alone, even if you're not with me. You will always be why I breathe. Wish to
lovely. Ah, worth a chance. Dream Kizu on Night Train. Before that, we had Squiggly Dig and Victor McKnight. I just love the name Squiggly Dig, I have to say. Squiggly Dig for life. Endless Possibilities was the first one. Dream Kizu, Worth a Chance, the second vocal track in this batch of two tracks. Welcome back to the show. Skill Jim shared, had to be walking into my local cinema one day and having my jaw drop seeing a Dreamcast kiosk for the first time. I played the Sonic Adventure demo and Ready to Rumble boxing for legitimately about 3 hours. I remember it being really quiet and no one even bothered me. A few days later, I took a friend who I told all about it to play. See? Spreading the gospel of the Dreamcast. Nice. Yeah, Sonic Adventure and Ready to Rumble. I had a disc with Ready to Rumble, the demo. Don't know what it was. Was it maybe the official Dreamcast magazine one? Maybe. Think so. Probably. Yeah. Never actually bought Ready to Rumble, but I thought it was. It had a unique look to it, so it was fun as well. But Sonic, share your happiest memories of Sonic, even if you're not listening live, if you're listening to the podcast, tweet at Radio Sega and let us know your happiest, favoritest memories of playing Sonic, of seeing Sonic, of hearing or listening to Sonic music as well. Another one that is very close to my heart is completing Sonic 2. I don't know why. I have no idea why to this day, but I thought the Death Egg robot was very hard to beat. And I remember there was one night I had like maybe like 40 or 50 lives. I got to the Death Egg and then I kept dying on the final boss. For some reason, first time I got there, I think, or one of the first times, and it took me like a few hours and losing a lot of lives and raging to actually beat the final boss of Sonic 2. And the moment I saw like that sequence that I recently described on the Sega Lounge as well, with Tails flying off on the tornado to pick up Sonic and stuff. That was incredible. And that's one of my happiest memories as well. I don't know why it was so hard. It's like my version probably of the Barrel of Doom, which never bothered me. Never even knew that was a thing until I saw people complaining on the internet many years later. But that was probably my equivalent. Maybe, or I just suck at games, which is also true. Yeah. Anyway, let me know more memories and we'll share them on the show. Let's keep going with more music, though. And coming up next is a block of jazzy music. Oh, before we keep going, actually, I forgot there was something very important to share, which is our usual Night Train poll survey, whatever you want to call it, suggestion box, if you will. You want to suggest songs to be played in a future episode during one of our passenger mixes. You can do that. radiose.gs/nighttrain. You can do that whenever you want. And I would like to say a big thank you to everyone who's already requested songs. We have a lot of requests already for the next passenger mix, but you know, it's, if you want to request more songs, it's okay. If you've never done that before, if you've never requested a song, you'll get precedence. So I will, you know, I will pick your song before everyone else's, because you're a newcomer. And even if I can't play all of them in the next episode, we'll have more passenger mixes to play them on. So don't worry. Even if you have more than just one suggestion, feel free to. Maybe you know a song, a Sega song that is chill, or remix, by the way. Those are also eligible. Maybe you know one that I don't, and maybe that'll turn into my new favorite. So I'm always open to suggestions for passenger mixes. And with that, let's keep going and play more music. It's time for a jazzy block of Sonic songs. Actually, remixes or covers. There's no original stuff here, just remixes or covers in this next block. Starting with Harmony, live at the Spring Yard. Yes. Yeah, but it's so important to hear everything that I'm just gonna leave. I'm just gonna play this from the very beginning without speaking over it. And remember, guys, Sega.
Thank you.
Sega.
Enjoying the show but want more? Download or stream past episodes of Night Train from your favorite podcast service. Be sure to leave us a review if you're feeling relaxed.
We'll be right back.
Yes, welcome back to Night Train Choo Choo. Young Davis with Smooth Starry Night. Sonic Mania remix, by the way. So not every day we have Sonic Mania remixes, but it's a nice one of Stardust Speedway Act 1. We also played Starlight Zone by The Consoles. Great band. You should definitely check out everything they do. They've been releasing a lot of Zelda stuff, if you're a fan of Legend of Zelda music. And if you are familiar with the games, you should be a fan of the music, because it's amazing. And they've been doing a lot of great Zelda covers as well, in their own jazzy style. And the first track in that block was Live at the Spring Yard OC Remix by Harmony. Classic, and a pretty good one as well. Spring Yard Zone there. So we had a couple of Sonic 1 tracks and a Sonic Mania / Sonic City track as well. So very nice, well-rounded block, if I do say so myself. We're almost at the end of this show. I hope you're enjoying yourself. Hope you're relaxed. Hope you're ready to go to bed, or already in bed, maybe. If you're listening to the podcast version, thank you very much for downloading or streaming this episode. Remember to check out all other past episodes of Night Train. I was going to play tracks that we've played before on the show tonight, because it's a special episode, but then I realized I have a lot of stuff I haven't yet even, you know, considered playing, so why repeat when I can play new stuff? And these past 17 episodes have been, you know, I think we repeated one track once, because it was a listener's request. Other than that, it's different music every week, which is quite amazing. Never did that. So it's a challenge, but it's, you know, at one point I'll probably repeat some tracks, but there's so much good stuff, especially, you know, when it comes to chill music, especially games maybe we're not that familiar with. So it's nice to have like this catalog of chill music on Night Train. You can listen to every episode knowing you'll, you know, listen to something different. Yeah, anyway, it's time for more music. Speaking of music, Waves of Morning Haze, maybe. Yes, we've played that already, obviously. But I've played a remix of that. I mean, repeating source tracks, source tunes. Yes, I've done that. I've repeated, like, you know, have played several remixes of the same source. Yes, but not the exact same remix or the exact same track. That hasn't been done yet. So if you are familiar, if you or anyone in your family or a group of friends are familiar with awesome covers or remixes done in a chill style of Shenmue tracks, please let me know. And it will definitely play Shenmue music. This is probably the first episode without Shenmue music. At least the ones that are not listener requested. Because it's a Sonic show. So is there like a loophole that allows me to play Shenmue? I could play. I'm not gonna do it, but can I? What's in All Stars Racing Transformed? That's Shenmue. Let me see. Do I have anything here? Maybe the All Star move? See it here in my list, but there should be an all-star move. I don't remember what the all-star move track is. I don't remember that the song of the all-star move for, you know, Hazuki. Can't remember, but okay. Yeah, Oh yeah, so Resident SE requested that track on the First Passenger mix. Nice. It's a great tune. My favorite Sega track of all time. Anyway, actually, we're not going to play All Stars Racing Transformed. We are going to play Team Sonic Racing, which is like an inferior, a poor man's version of All Stars Racing Transformed. Never a bad game, but never one that hooked me. I never actually completed this game. Should do it at some point. But great songs, obviously, because it's Sonic music. It's always nice. So the next track is Team Adventure, Planet Wisp.
Night Train. Choo choo.
Death chamber. That's our only way to find it. So let's go.
That was it. deeper for Death Chamber, Sonic Adventure 2, and before that Planet Wisp, Team Adventure Planet Wisp from Team Sonic Racing. I was mentioning on Discord that you gotta love how he does both Knuckles and Sonic's dialogue, but never even changes his voice in any way, so it doesn't even pause almost between Sonic and Knuckles speaking, so you don't really know if you don't pay attention to the words themselves. You don't really know when it's Knuckles speaking and when it's Sonic. So a little bit more effort next time, please. Although it probably won't be next time. Anyway, welcome back to the show. We're almost at the end of this show. We have one track left, so it's time to say thank you very much for listening to Night Train live once more. I probably won't be doing this live next week, as I explained several times before in the past couple of weeks. I probably won't have the time, so I will definitely record something for next week's show, and we'll probably also announce, since we already have so many requests, we'll probably also announce the date for the next Passenger Mix. So if you do want to suggest any tracks, and if you haven't done it yet, radiose.ga/nighttrain, please do send me your suggestions and I will play them during our next Passenger Mix. So, what's coming up next on Radio Sega after this show? Well, we have our weekly shows, started with guest nights tomorrow. We have the Sega guys at 6 p.m. 6 p.m.? No, it's 6 p.m. UK time, followed by the Shenmue Dojo show, 8 p.m. UK time. For once, I know what's I don't know what the Sega guys are doing, but I do know what the Shenmue Dojo show is. It's the Shenmue versus Yakuza 1. Oh, I like this show. I like this episode very much. Really enjoyed this episode. And I do remember where I was when I listened to this show the first time. I was in my car, parked, waiting for someone. And it was a long wait, and I remember this episode. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know why I do remember some of these stuff, but these things. But yeah, I do remember. This is a very, very recommended, highly recommended episode of the Shenmue Dojo Show. So do check it out on Radio Sega tomorrow, 8 p.m. UK time. Individual is airing on Wednesday at 6 p.m. UK time. Nicholas Hammond will focus on another Sega composer. The Sega Lounge returns Thursday, 8 p.m. UK time, with another Sonic-themed episode. Noah Copeland, developer of Sonic Triple Trouble 16-bit, is coming to the show. And so if you're a fan of that particular fan game, do check it out on Thursday, airing first, premiering on Radio Sega, as per usual. Then it's followed by the Strictly Sonic Show, 10 p.m. UK time, with CD-ROM 1019. On Friday, Pick and Mix at 7 p.m. UK. Then VG Beatsbox on Saturday morning, 10 a.m. The Hidden Palace, hopefully Saturday, 9 p.m. Saturday Night Sega with Gavi, 10 p.m. on Saturday. LMC Block, Sega Mix Drive, and Night Train on Sunday from 7 p.m. UK time. Three shows, each one following the previous one. So LMC Block, 7 p.m., Sega Mix Drive, 8 p.m., Night Train, 11 p.m. UK time. So, yeah. Yeah, that's it for Radio Sega. If you want to know everything, if you want to check out the complete list of shows in your own time zones, radiose.g/shows. That's the way to go, and how to know when you should tune in to Radio Sega. Actually, you should always be listening to Radio Sega. And do you know one of the best, if not the best ways to listen to Radio Sega is listening through terraplayer.com. TerraPlayer.com is now available, and you can listen to all of our podcasts, all of our shows. You can listen to TerraPlayer Live, right? TerraPlayer Live? Terra Live makes more sense, right? Resident Steve, yes. You can listen to Long Play, so why not? TerraPlayer.com, hashtag ad. Skill Jim says, that's how I'm listening right now. Hashtag ad. Anyway, me too, says Resident SD. Everyone's listening through TerraPlayer.com. That's how you should do it. That's how successful marketing works. Terra Live, yes. Terra Live is also another one of the perks of listening through TerraPlayer.com or using TerraPlayer.com. Have Terra Player's unique stream and shows. Okay, thank you very much for listening. Now I'm going. It's time to play one more song, and it's going to be a brand new song, a brand new remix released to celebrate Sonic's birthday, actually. And I was going to play this to open the show, but then I thought to myself, no, let's leave it till the end. Let's switch it up. Let's end the show with the song that started it all. So it's a remix of Green Hill Zone. It's the Funky Synth remix of Green Hill Zone by Funk Fiction. This was Night Train. My name's KC. Thank you very much for listening to the show. I hope you have a wonderful week. I will see you all next week. Enjoy Green Hill Zone. Bye-bye.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.